Completely. I honestly, if you had told me before doing this article that, you know, homelessness outside of Dublin was a big issue, I wouldn't have really believed you or kind of thought much about it. But doing this, I've learned so much that homelessness, it is hugely prevalent in Dublin, but it is also an issue across the whole country. Just because there is a huge issue in one area doesn't mean you shouldn't look at it everywhere else. You know, for example, yourselves in Donegal, there's 27 homeless people in Donegal. And really, as Francis Doherty of Peter McFerry Trust pointed out to me, we're not being ambitious enough with rural homelessness. There could be the capability to house 27 people in Donegal, if you look at the larger towns, Letterkenny, Donegal Town, in the next couple of months. So first, we really need to kind of be a bit more ambitious with this, because homelessness is a huge issue, especially now coming up to Christmas. Anybody who, if they're either in a hostel or families in a B&B, all the rest of them are preparing for Christmas, but they're not going to be sitting down on Christmas Day with their turkey or opening their presents. And that's really a stark reality that we need to start dealing with. It's an issue that people really need to start getting their heads around. Also, the other issue is, it's actually becoming more and more difficult now for people to achieve independent living from homelessness. Rents are rising right across the country. From the third quarter of 2016 to the third quarter of 2017, rents in Donegal rose by 5%. Now, that was actually one of the smallest increases in the whole country, but that's still 5% more expensive in a year. So with the lessening availability of rental accommodation and its increasing price, it's making it very difficult for homeless people to achieve independent living. And it's making it even more worrying for people who are at risk of homelessness.
In terms of the 27 people who have been recorded as homeless here in Donegal, are they scattered across the county or are they confined to urban areas?
You would find more that they would be in the larger towns, because obviously these are only 27 people that are accessing homeless services. So they would be contained in hostels or perhaps a B&B in a hotel. So you do find that anybody who are in the figures tend to be in the more urban areas. Now, these figures don't cover any people who are staying with friends who are not accessing services. The number could be quite large, much larger.